Hello everyone. So when it comes to my very special calling, I figured out that I am called to be an autism-friendly/sensory-friendly intimacy coordinator. An autism-friendly/sensory-friendly intimacy director. And an autism-friendly and sensory-friendly intimacy choreographer. This is what this means. I have to make sure that all the staff are sensory friendly, autism friendly, and all the actors/actresses are autism friendly, sensory friendly, and that they're all aware of the autism friendly, sensory friendly context of the autism friendly, sensory friendly intimacy as a part of the story that must be autism-friendly, sensory-friendly as well. I have to make sure that the communication is autism-friendly, sensory-friendly. When it comes to the autism-friendly, sensory-friendly intimacy taking place among the autism-friendly, sensory-friendly participants and autism-friendly, sensory-friendly avenues for reporting autism unfriendly harassment and sensory unfriendly harassment. Whenever that happens. And that there is sensory friendly availability, autism friendly ability to report the autism unfriendly harassment, sensory unfriendly harassment. I have to make sure that all the actors and actresses and staff are neurodiversity friendly, and they continually have neurodivergent, enthusiastic, full, informed consent to all neurodiversity-friendly, neurodivergent-friendly scenes of neurodivergent-friendly, neurodiversity-friendly intimacy. Then I have to make sure that all the scenes are neurodiversity-friendly of neurodivergent-friendly intimacy are performed in the name of autism-friendly, sensory-friendly, ways that are according to a previously agreed to neurodiversity-friendly choreography. And I have to make sure that all the actors and actresses and all the staff are encouraged in the name of neurodivergence friendliness to mark the sensory friendly end of each autism friendly intimate scene with a sensory friendly moment to signal the neurodiversity, neurodivergence, friendly return to real life, sensory friendly, autism friendly, neurodivergent friendly, neurodiversity friendly interaction. So I have to make sure that as a sensory friendly, autism friendly, neurodivergent friendly, neurodiversity friendly intimacy choreographer, that I specialize in the sensory friendly techniques of staging neurodivergent friendly intimate scenes. So, Antonio, in terms of this neurodiversity-friendly intimacy coordinator, neurodiversity-friendly intimacy director, neurodiversity-friendly intimacy choreographer, where are you going to do these three things? When it comes to sex scenes in television, sex scenes in movies, and adult films pertaining to porn companies, porn studios, porn sets, and erotic films. Because I have to make sure that there's neurodiversity-friendly erotic films, neurodiversity adult films, like neurodiversity porn companies, neurodiversity porn sets, neurodiversity porn studios. That means that everyone is well educated about the spectrum, right? Autism. That means everybody's sensory friendly. Everybody's autism friendly. Everybody's neurodivergence friendly. Everybody is neurodiversity friendly. Everybody's neurodistinct friendly. That too. So that's what I'm called to do, because there's so many people who are made to feel that when it, there are many people on the autism spectrum, many people with it who are labeled disabled, many people who have sensory needs, many people who are neurodivergent, neurodistinct, and neurodiverse, we're made to feel like there isn't any intimate sex scenes that well represent our neurodivergent eroticism, our neurodivergent sensuality, and our sensory-friendly sexuality. So that is a part of why I'm on Earth. And I fully learned the calling last night. And when I get education and make from myself about what I'm supposed to do in life, that's why I must be a member of a sensory-friendly film crew or sensory-friendly television crew who ensures the sensory-friendly well-being of sensory-friendly actors and sensory-friendly actresses who participate in sensory-friendly sex scenes or other sensory-friendly intimate scenes in theater, film, and television production. Sensory-friendly intimacy coordinators, me, work closely with sensory-friendly directors, sensory-friendly movement directors, and sensory-friendly choreographers to help plan out sensory-friendly intimate scenes with the sensory-friendly actors and other sensory-friendly crew members. I feel that for myself, I have to be a sensory-friendly professional who facilitates choreographs and establishes sensory-friendly boundaries for sensory-friendly actors during sensory-friendly scenes that involve sensory-friendly intimacy, from sensory-friendly kissing all the way to full-on, full-blown sensory-friendly sex scenes. So that means that I have to help the SHEAFTRA have sensory-friendly standards and sensory-friendly protocols for the sensory-friendly use of sensory-friendly intimacy coordinators. That would be me. In the name of sensory friendliness, I'll be serving as a liaison between actors and production. That means sensory-friendly liaison, sensory-friendly actors, sensory-friendly production, sensory-friendly serving, okay? In the name of sensory friendliness, I'll be making sure that performers and behind-the-scenes personnel follow safety protocols. So sensory-friendly performers, sensory-friendly behind-the-scenes personnel, sensory-friendly safety protocols, right? In the name of sensory friendliness, I'll be helping the director realize their vision. Sensory-friendly helping, sensory-friendly directors, sensory-friendly realizations, and sensory-friendly visioning. Okay, in the name of sensory friendliness, I'll be choreographing movement to make scenes feel more believable. So, sensory-friendly choreographing, sensory-friendly movement, sensory-friendly scene, sensory-friendly believability, and sensory-friendly knowledge. So, another thing I'll be doing in the name of sensory-friendliness is working to build a safe environment, which means clearly outlining expectations for actors during hyper-exposed scenes and making sure they give their informed and continued consent. Sensory-friendly safe environment, sensory-friendly working, sensory-friendly building, sensory-friendly outlining, sensory-friendly expectations, sensory-friendly informed and continued consent, and being mindful of sensory-unfriendly hyper-exposed scenes. And trying to turn them into sensory-friendly, hyper-exposed scenes. So that is important to me. I think it needs to be created, like, to have sensory-friendly professional certifications and sensory-friendly training and sensory-friendly work experience in order to have the sensory-friendly intimacy coordinator registry. That would be me. I would have to demonstrate sensory-friendly intent, develop my sensory-friendly skill set and sensory-friendly network, and I have to get involved in sensory-friendly industry discussions. I have to join sensory-friendly relevant groups, attend sensory-friendly networking events, establish sensory-friendly relationships with sensory-friendly employers, identify sensory-friendly potential mentors for sensory-friendly advice, and look for sensory-friendly assistant or sensory-friendly shadowing opportunities. And I have to get sensory-friendly accreditations. Yep. So, in the name of sensory-friendliness, passing a state and federal background check is easy for me. In the name of sensory friendliness, earning intimacy coordinator certification from SHEAFTRA approved training program. And then I'll be educating them about sensory friendly sexual storytelling, sensory friendly communication, sensory friendly modesty garments, sensory friendly consent, sensory friendly gender, sensory friendly sexual diversity, sensory-friendly gender and sexual diversity, sensory-friendly sensitivity, sensory-friendly movement coaching, sensory-friendly masking, and sensory-friendly power dynamics from a sensory-friendly SHE-accredited type of training program. So then, learning to understand union contracts that discuss sensory-friendly simulated sex. I got that covered. seeking sensory friendly mentorship from an established sensory friendly intimacy coordinator. That's already me. That's just me. I could see that would definitely be me, because it's a need. It's very much a need, and that's why I decided to go forth. And you're probably wondering, Antonio, how are you going to go So are you saying you're going to be a sensory friendly intimacy coach? Yes, there's a need for that in my community. Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying. So yes, so are you going to do sensory friendly intimacy coaching and on porn sets? Yep, I sure am. So, Antonio, you're comfortable watching people have sex when it comes to porn in the name of neurodiversity passion? Yes, I am. Because some people in the world of adult films are on the autism spectrum. Some people who do adult films are people who are labeled disabled by society. So, yes, sometimes I have to go to porn companies, porn sets, and porn studios. Yes, sometimes I have to go to adult film environments when it comes to ethical porn, mainstream porn, sex-positive porn, feminist porn, women's porn, independent porn. Yeah. Because there are people in mainstream porn that are open to my human rights correlation with adult films. A lot of them are. Believe it or not, a lot of them are. So, yeah. I'm called to that world because a lot of times what people need to understand is that we live in a world where people don't know how to have compassionate, caring relations. Compassionate, caring nudity, they don't know. Compassionate, caring eroticism, they don't know. Compassionate, caring sexuality, they don't know. Compassionate, caring sensuality, they don't know. But I know, and that's why I must go forth. So I'm not totally done with mainstream porn and just porn in general, because there are people that go, well, how can we be sensory friendly in terms of our what's commonly called sexual expressions, right? So, for example, in the sex industry, also as well as in the porn industry, how do we have sensory-friendly adult service providers, right? So how, in terms of our sensory-friendly staff, right, how do we have in the sex industry, how do we have sensory-friendly managers, sensory-friendly film crews, sensory-friendly photographers, sensory-friendly website developers, sensory-friendly webmasters, sensory-friendly sales personnel, sensory-friendly book and magazine writers and editors, sensory-friendly business model creators, sensory-friendly trade negotiators, sensory-friendly press release makers, sensory-friendly contracts drawing up with other owners, you know, make sure the owners are sensory friendly, buying and selling sensory friendly content, offering sensory friendly technical support, running sensory friendly servers, billing sensory friendly services or sensory friendly payroll, organizing sensory friendly trade shows and various sensory friendly events, doing sensory friendly marketing and sales forecasts, provide sensory-friendly human resources, or provide sensory-friendly tax services and sensory-friendly legal support. That's where I come in and educate all these people on how to do that. When I say these people, I mean lovely people on how to do these things. So, you know, like I have this new saying now. Life keeps requiring me for more. Life keeps mandating me for more. So I'm learning more of what my gifts are, which is why I have to work smarter. Because the challenges get harder. And so, many people would be shocked at what I'm saying, but there's a need. And I go, I'm not called to do what's comfortable. I'm called to do what's uncomfortable. Like, for example, there will be times where also I have to be a sensory-friendly coach, sensory-friendly consultant, sensory-friendly counseling, sensory-friendly consoling. Right, in terms of providing and assisting in the provision of sensory friendly adult entertainment, sensory friendly sex industry, sensory friendly porn industry, and that's what I have to do. So will I be in Hollywood sometimes and Atlanta, where, you know, they do movies all over the world, you know, like Bollywood, and even in Africa, where they're like, hey, we want to do sensory friendly erotic films, you know, where we want to have sensory friendly sex in film, I mean, sensory friendly love scenes, sensory-friendly erotic drama, sensory-friendly erotic thriller, sensory-friendly sex comedy, sensory-friendly coming-of-age film, sensory-friendly romantic dramas, sensory-friendly love scenes, and, you know, yeah, sensory-friendly adult cinematography, sensory-friendly sexually explicit films, sensory-friendly adult videography, sensory-friendly adult audiography, sensory-friendly romantic love, and, you know, sensory-friendly erotic quality, sensory-friendly sexual feelings, sensory-friendly sexual desire, sensory-friendly nudity in film, sensory-friendly sensuality. Yes. Yes, I'm called to all these things. And Antonio, sensory-friendly softcore pornography? Yep, I'm called to that. Sensory-friendly nudity clauses? Called to that. Sensory-friendly nude scenes? I'm called to that. Sensory-friendly hardcore pornography? Yeah, I'm called to that. Yes, I have to make sure that in the name of sensory-friendliness, the working professionally with actors to set rules when they engage in any type of sex scenes that include simulated sex, nudity, and intimate scenes has to work out well. In the name of sensory friendliness, I have to be a bridge between actors and producers. In the name of sensory friendliness, I have to direct scenes containing simulated sex, nudity, and physical intimacy. In the name of sensory friendliness, I have to support actors and advocate for them. In the name of sensory friendliness, if an actor needs help in dealing with sensitive material. In the name of sensory friendliness, if the director needs help directing a sex scene. In the name of sensory friendliness, if the production company wants to make specific rules for the actors to feel safer. I'm called to that. Yes, I'm called to do all these things in every continent and every island, because film industries, television industries, not just in America, but all over the world, need my help too. America needs my help, but everywhere else needs my help too. So sensory-friendly nudity and film, like, yeah. You know, sensory-friendly erotic photography, sensory-friendly nude photography. Yep. Like sensory-friendly sex tapes. Yeah. Yeah. And these things don't bother me. That's the work that I have to do. Meaning, I have to be an intimacy coach, intimacy coordinator, intimacy choreographer, an intimacy director in terms of all these sensory-friendly versions of human adult sexuality that I just told you about. That when I say what I'm called to, that's what I mean in all these ways. That also means I get to be a part of the creation and maintenance of sensory-friendly erotic paintings, sensory-friendly erotic sculpture, sensory-friendly erotic drama, sensory-friendly erotic film, sensory-friendly erotic music, sensory-friendly erotic literature, sensory-friendly erotic photography, sensory-friendly curiosa, sensory-friendly erotic art. I am so well pleased with the fact that I get to even do sensory friendly erotic the arts, sensory friendly erotic visual arts, sensory-friendly erotic literary arts, sensory-friendly erotic performing arts. You know, examples. Sensory-friendly erotic creative expression, sensory-friendly erotic storytelling, sensory-friendly cultural participation, sensory-friendly erotic impression, sensory-friendly erotic judgment, sensory-friendly erotic ideas, sensory-friendly erotic visions, sensory-friendly erotic meaning, sensory-friendly erotic patterns of life, and sensory-friendly experiences across sensory-friendly time and sensory-friendly space, sensory-friendly erotic values, sensory-friendly erotic transmitting, sensory-friendly erotic impressions. So sensory-friendly erotic objects, sensory-friendly erotic performances, sensory-friendly erotic insights, sensory-friendly erotic experiences, sensory-friendly erotic environments, sensory-friendly erotic spaces, sensory-friendly erotic imagination, sensory-friendly erotic skills. That's what I get to do. And I'm proud about that. I get to even I'm so grateful that I get to be a sensory-friendly porn intimacy coordinator. I get to be a sensory-friendly porn intimacy choreographer. I get to be a sensory-friendly porn intimacy director. That means a lot to me. The fact that I get to be intimacy choreographer, intimacy coordinator, intimacy director when it comes to sex scenes and television and films that are in theaters, it's just, and be sensory-friendly about it, just, I just love repeating it. It makes me feel so relieved and so overjoyed. So jubilant, indeed. To have a sensory-friendly adult industry. Wow. It's like sensory-friendly sex toys, sensory-friendly adult enhancement products, sensory-friendly birth control. Ugh. I love this. And, sensory friendly sex positive parenting, sensory friendly sex positive educator that I get to be. Ah, I get to do both things. That is it's just, it makes me feel so empowered, so enthused, so much on cloud nine. It's like I get to help create sensory-friendly adult content creating. And like sensory-friendly webcam modeling, I get to help out with these things. That's just so phenomenal to me. I just at the time really had to think seriously about what it meant for me to do these things. I remember talking to many people who are on the autism spectrum of age alongside me about these things. And there were some autism moms, some autism dads who loved these ideas. So I talked to them about these things. And for me, I just think that is so wondrous that I can have such ideas without feeling any kind of guilt. So basically, when it comes to the sex scenes of television films and adult films, I also have to make sure that I'm doing human rights culture, human rights consulting, human rights counseling, and human rights consulting to make sure they're all aligned with human rights and environmentalism, animal protection, that type of thing. So that will be me. And also to have sensory friendly sex surrogate partner therapy added onto the intimacy coordinator, intimacy choreographer, intimacy director in terms of television films and adult films too. It's very much needed, very much wanted by people like myself. I have I'm just so excited for me that this is what I've meant to do in life. The fact that I'm called to do these things is a sign that I'm infusing autism rights, disability rights, deaf rights movement, and even disability rights into biological sexuality, biological eroticism, biological sensuality. And the biology of people labeled disabled. That's what I'm assigned to do. So I'm just so thankful that I know in my heart that this call upon my life is what excites me to no end. This is the part where I say the end. I decided to be an intimacy coordinator, intimacy director, intimacy coach, intimacy choreographer, sensual coach, and eroticism coach and pleasure coach when it comes to survivors of gynecological disorders, reproductive disorders, sexual disorders, infertility, pelvic inflammatory disease, pregnancy complications, miscarriage, sexual dysfunction, sexually transmitted infections, sexually transmitted diseases, mortality from injuries, increased risk of suicide, depression, chronic pain, psychosomatic disorders, unsafe abortion, unwanted pregnancy, pregnancy from rape, child abuse, adult abuse, rape culture, domestic violence culture, family violence, organized crime, and slavery, and trafficking. So, what I have learned from myself about these things is that there also truly does need to be survivor-friendly environments. In other words, there truly needs to be survivor-friendly environmental factors, survivor-friendly staff, survivor-friendly events, just like there needs to be sensory-friendly staff and sensory-friendly events. To me, there needs to be survivor-sensitive persons. There need to be survivor-sensitive, just like we need to be sensory-sensitive persons, sensory sensitivity. And what I'm saying is this: we have to have reduced noise for survivors as well. We need to have softer lighting for survivors, calming colors for survivors, reduced visual clutter for survivors, designated quiet spaces for survivors. We need to have survivor tools. We need to apply sensory friendliness to survivors, apply sensory tools to survivors as well. And for example, auditory sound for survivors, visual sight for survivors, tactile touch for survivors, olfactory smell for survivors, proprioceptive movement for survivors, interoceptive internal body sensation for survivors. We have to apply sensory sensitivities for survivors. So, like sensory friendly movies, yes. Survivor friendly movies, yes. So apply sensory friendly movies to survivors. Like, you know, we have sensory friendly stores, sensory friendly museums, sensory friendly play spaces. We need to have survivor friendly stores, survivor friendly museums, survivor friendly play spaces. So apply sensory friendly stores to survivors, apply sensory friendly museums to survivors, and apply sensory friendly play spaces for survivors, right? So we have to have the understanding that sensory friendly and survivor friendly are one and the same. No difference at all whatsoever between the two. I decided to help out with survivor-friendly ethical pornography, survivor-friendly mainstream pornography, survivor-friendly independent pornography, survivor-friendly feminist pornography, and survivor-friendly alternative pornography, just like I'm for sensory-friendly alternative pornography. I am for survivor-friendly women's pornography, just like I am for sensory-friendly women's pornography. Including survivor-friendly mainstream pornography. And there needs to be survivor-friendly sex scenes in television and movies, just like you. They ought to have sensory-friendly sex scenes in television and films. So, yes, yeah, survivor-friendly sex scenes in erotica and pornography, just like sensory-friendly sex scenes in erotica and pornography are needed. Sensory friendly and survivor friendly are synonyms, not antonyms. So many survivors I've talked to, many spectrum of autism families I've talked to, we agree that when it comes to sex scenes in television, movies, pornographic films, and erotica, there needs to be sensory-friendly foreplay, survivor-friendly foreplay. Sensory-friendly non-penetrative sex, survivor-friendly non-penetrative sex, sensory-friendly sexual penetration, survivor-friendly sexual penetration, sensory-friendly erotic massages, survivor-friendly erotic massages, sensory-friendly intercrural sex, survivor-friendly intercrural sex, sensory-friendly intrafemoral sex, survivor-friendly intrafemoral sex, sensory-friendly intergluteal sex, survivor-friendly intergluteal sex, sensory-friendly mammary intercourse, survivor-friendly mammary intercourse, sensory-friendly stimulation of nipples, survivor-friendly stimulation of nipples, sensory-friendly tribadism, survivor-friendly tribadism, sensory-friendly fraught, survivor-friendly fraught, sensory-friendly manual sex, survivor-friendly manual sex, sensory-friendly hand job, survivor-friendly hand job, sensory-friendly fingering, survivor-friendly fingering, sensory-friendly anal fingering, survivor-friendly anal fingering, sensory-friendly oral sex, survivor-friendly oral sex, sensory-friendly friendly cunnilingus, survivor friendly cunnilingus, sensory friendly fellatio, survivor friendly fellatio, sensory friendly analingus, survivor friendly analingus, sensory friendly vaginal sex, survivor friendly vaginal sex, sensory friendly anal sex, survivor friendly anal sex, sensory friendly eroticism, survivor friendly autoeroticism. I repeat, sensory friendly autoeroticism, survivor friendly autoeroticism, sensory friendly sexual fantasy, survivor friendly sexual fantasy, sensory friendly masturbation, survivor friendly masturbation, sensory friendly manual masturbation, survivor friendly manual masturbation, sensory friendly jerking off slash wanking, survivor friendly jerking off slash wanking, sensory friendly oral masturbation, survivor friendly oral masturbation, sensory friendly autofellatio, survivor friendly autofellatio, sensory friendly autocunnilingus, survivor friendly autocunnilingus, sensory friendly anal masturbation, survivor friendly anal masturbation, sensory friendly autosodomy, survivor friendly autosodomy, sensory friendly facials, survivor friendly facials, sensory friendly fisting, survivor friendly fisting, sensory friendly foot jobs, survivor friendly foot jobs, sensory friendly group sex, survivor friendly group sex, sensory friendly two people sex, survivor friendly two people sex, sensory friendly irimatio, survivor friendly irimatio, sensory friendly sumato, survivor friendly sumato, sensory friendly vanilla sex, survivor friendly vanilla sex, sensory friendly sex toys, survivor friendly sex toys, sensory friendly dildos, survivor friendly dildos, sensory friendly vibrators, survivor friendly vibrators, sensory friendly anal beads, survivor friendly anal beads, sensory friendly penis ring, survivor friendly penis ring, sensory friendly artificial vagina, survivor friendly artificial vagina, sensory friendly sex dolls, survivor friendly sex dolls, sensory friendly sexual role play, survivor friendly sexual role play, sensory friendly bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, BDSM, survivor friendly bondage, discipline, dominance, submission, BDSM, sensory friendly erotic humiliation, survivor friendly erotic humiliation, sensory friendly sadism, masochism, survivor friendly sadism, masochism, sensory friendly penis and testicles torture, survivor friendly penis and testicles torture, sensory friendly breast torture, survivor friendly breast torture, sensory friendly vaginal torture, survivor friendly vaginal torture, sensory friendly erotic spanking, survivor friendly erotic spankings, sensory friendly bondage position, survivor friendly bondage position, sensory friendly BDSM equipment, survivor friendly sexual fetishism, sensory friendly sexual fetishism, sensory friendly BDSM equipment, survivor friendly BDSM equipment, sensory friendly sexual fetishism, survivor friendly sexual fetishism, sensory friendly sexual slang, survivor friendly sexual slang, sensory friendly sex positions, survivor friendly sex positions, sensory friendly sex acts, survivor friendly sex acts, sensory friendly copulatory vocalizations, survivor friendly copulatory vocalizations, sensory friendly erotic talk, survivor friendly erotic talk, sensory friendly erection, survivor friendly erection, sensory friendly multiple full body orgasm, survivor friendly multiple full body orgasm, sensory friendly ejaculation, survivor friendly ejaculation, sensory friendly arousal, survivor friendly arousal, sensory friendly nudity, half nudity, fully clothed, survivor friendly nudity, half nudity, half nudity, fully clothed, sensory friendly exhibitionism, survivor friendly exhibitionism, sensory friendly voyeurism, survivor friendly voyeurism. And all of the gestures, body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, word choices, nonverbal communication, and verbal communication all have to be survivor friendly, also known as sensory friendly, when it comes to sex and sex scenes within television, movies, adult films, and erotica. Hearts, minds, bodies, souls, memories, touch, taste, sight, smell, and hearing all have to be sensory friendly, also known as survivor friendly, when it comes to sex scenes and sex and television, films, adult films, and erotica. End of the episode, and I'm gonna let the music play.